attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Your faith has saved you. Go thy way. Your faith, your faith. Woman, great is your faith. I've never seen such faith in Israel. It's like everything, every kind of blessing people received, it was based on faith. And I'm glad that I was old enough to see these messages enter our nation. I grew up as a scripture union, and from the Baptist church, we didn't believe in tongues and Holy Spirit and healing and things. We said it was unbaptistic. But when I came into contact with these faith preachers, Kenneth Hagin, Fred Price, Lester Samuel, Charles Capps, Novel Hayes, all those guys, I tell you that it is because of them that all the charismatic churches you see around were birthed in our nation. Yes. And we have themed our Higam, or He Gave Gifts Unto Men conference, as a faith convention, overcoming faith convention, so that God will inject some faith in your heart. Because as you have seen many bad things all around you, your faith is going down and going down. And I want to tell you that this world is not going to get easier. I mean, if you think that Ghana, the dollar will become 1-to-1, then they have to maybe divide the CD by 13, and then it will become 1-to-1 cosmetically. But whether the dollar rises against the CD, or Ukraine is invaded by Russia, or Israel invades Gaza, or the Queen dies, or MPP stays in power, or NDC comes back into power, whichever way it goes, it doesn't really matter. The Bible says that those who know their God, they will be strong and they will do exploits. And one of the ways to be strong in God is to be strong in faith. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. This world can be overcome. Poverty can be overcome. Sicknesses can be overcome. Bad marriage can be overcome. Poor academic performance can be overcome by the faith that we have. This is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things that he saith shall come to pass. It includes your church. If you can say to your church, be thou moved from a classroom into a cathedral, it includes your house. Be thou removed, and be thou cast into a two-bedroom house, self-contained, out of the compound house, and shall not doubt in your heart. It includes saying to yourself that be thou removed from Accra, and be thou cast into New York in America, and shall not doubt in your heart. One day you find yourself walking on the streets of Martin Luther King Boulevard. Oh yes. Lafayette Boulevard. Yes. Clinton Avenue. Not Clinton in Ashima. Or Ashima, New York. Or Ashima, Lebanon. Or Washington. Ashima, Washington. People want to go to Washington, then they name the area in Accra here. No, some or Ashima. Then you call it Ashima, New York. We are talking about the real New York. And by God's grace, by faith, you will see yourself going to your next level. And so, wait, I brought a seasoned man of God. An experienced man of God. A man of God on fire still. I knew of him way back 1985, 86. Oh, yes. And since then, he has... He has been at the cutting edge of ministry. He has never reduced in whatever. He's over 60 years, but the anointing on him is as though he's now starting ministry. There must be something in him that must rub off on you this weekend. So I'm so glad to have this dear friend of our prophet. So he's actually our premier uncle, spiritual uncle in our ministry. We love him. We appreciate him. We celebrate him. We enjoy him. We like how he is. We like the sound of his voice. We like the grace on his life. We like how he dresses. Yes. Mo sorry amose mo she kaftan. Ye pe kaftan papa. Na de amose ibi. Philip no mo ni lante no mo she kaftan. Bishop Kwabnam Akodoku. She kaftan papa na she na fa na fa. Yeah. Kaftan na we shout mo say yes. Do you understand? So I'm so happy to have, you see, I should be calling him bishop, because although he doesn't use the title bishop, he's more than a bishop. At least in my church, he's a bishop. And over us in our ministry, he's also a bishop. He's more than a bishop. So I'm so glad to have bishop. Please allow me in my church. I can give you the title that I feel that is on my heart. Do you understand? But he's so loving. He doesn't like this type of titles. And somebody said he's like the blood in the body. He brings life wherever he goes. If there's a program and he gets involved, there's life in it. If there's any association and he gets involved, life is there. He's like the blood. He makes life come wherever. And if he comes to a church like our church and he takes the microphone, though you were dead, yet shall you live. Though your marriage is dying, yet shall it live. Though your business is dying, yet shall it live. Though your ministry is dying, yet shall it live. Ladies and gentlemen, with Jesus' joy. We want to welcome to our little stage the founder of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry. A friend to our father and our prophet, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. And anytime I call him, he says that, Eddie, you are a good man. I'll do whatever I have to do to help you. And he has never turned me down. In fact, when I even invited him, he had a program. But he made a call to his, I don't know who was in charge, secretary, the administrator, director, chief of staff, one of those type of people. I don't know. And then he just told him that, look, put Eddie there, move the guy, take him to another place. Yes. Hey! Wow. He's relaxed. When he comes to our church, he relaxes. He doesn't come like he has 2 hours or 3 hours, or he's preaching for 1 hour, or Bishop Steve Mensa. God bless you for the love you have for me and for this congregation. We wish you will be with us every week. I tell you that today you are meeting somebody who is a great man of God. One of the fathers of the ministry, charismatic move in Ghana. He's one of the fathers. And we don't take him for granted at all. And we are happy that he loved to come to us. And so today, get ready with your bum bum. A spiritual injection of faith is coming to be injected in your bum bum to enter your spirit and transform you into an overcomer. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, jump on your feet, and declare, oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh,
what a joy. Please be seated. I was telling myself that Bishop Eddie is doing the convention, bro. The way he's preaching is too powerful. Thank you, Bishop Eddie, for inviting me, and those long kind words that you said about us. We give all the glory. Say amen. Bishop Eddie knows how to create a very good atmosphere. Even if you don't have a message, you get a message. Thank you, Eddie, for being my friend for over 30 years. Always coming to our synod to talk to our pastors. Then next week, I can't wait to hear him. Say amen. He's a great guy. I love him so much. I want to thank God for all the pastors who are here. And more importantly, by the grace of God, I want to thank God for the presiding bishop. Who is in Madagascar as we speak. And I was texting him this morning, and I was telling him, I'm going to Bishop Eddie's place. Yeah, I hear it. I heard that you are going there. And we chatted a bit. He was telling me, Madagascar, the place is hot. And I said, Accra is hotter. Yeah, very, the heat here. And I said to him that there is, it looks as if Doomso is coming back. Then he said, mercy. What a joy to be here. And we thank God for his life and for the vision of the UD churches across the globe. Amen. Today, like Bishop Eddie said, we are trying to revive the faith message and the faith movement. So tonight, I want to talk about stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith. Some people have been stagnant for too long. They have been at the same place, doing the same thing. But this year, 2024, you are stepping out in faith. Say amen.
Amen.
Some people are carrying the spirit of adikrament. Just say adikrona. It's an adikromental spirit. But this year, you are stepping out. Say, I'm stepping out. And your stepping out is not going to be a calculated stepping out. Say amen.
Amen.
You are going to step out blindfolded. Sometimes you don't even have to really think and be careful and calculated. Because if you become too careful, you become a careful failure. Yeah. So to step out in faith, you know, it has to be like you are crazy, it's madness, it's blindfolded. Are you sure where you are going? You are just risking. And not risking is also a risk. Not risking is also a risk. So you have to risk anyway. And your bigger chances is that you will succeed. Say amen.
Amen.
So I have come to provoke somebody. Challenge you. That your days of stagnation, sitting at one place, waiting for something to happen, is over. But you are stepping out in faith. You are moving in faith. You are moving yourself to your prophetic destiny by faith. Trusting God. Say, I hear you. Look at Genesis 22, verse 1. Genesis 22, verse 1. The Bible said, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I. He said, my son. He said, behold the fire, the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God told them of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Say amen.
Amen.
As many, I don't know about you, but after the number of years it took for Abraham to have a son when he was 100 years old, and God comes to him and says, you know, Isaac became like the darling baby boy in the house, everything was around him and everything was, he was like everything. And then God comes to him and says, take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering. If it were me, I won't do it. I will fail that test. There's somebody here. I will not. I don't know about you, but then take me instead. But I will not take my son. It was an insane move. Say amen.
Amen.
It was a major step of faith. It was a move that not many. That is what I'm saying. That if you really want to see the move of God, then you also must make a crazy move. You must step out blindfolded, not thinking, not calculating, but stepping out. And one insane move can change the course of your life forever. Your stepping out in faith can affect your generation in a special way. And so many people say things like, I am waiting on God. I'm waiting on God. Is also waiting on you. He's waiting on you to make that move, to take that step. And this year, 2024, my brother, take that step.
Amen.
Make that move.
Amen.
Stop calculating it. Stop thinking through it.
Amen.
If you think through it, it will not sound logical. It will not make sense. It sounds crazy. But if you want to see the goodness of God, then do crazy things for God. Yes. Take thy son, thy only son. Take him, sacrifice him. His faith was challenged. Faith cometh by hearing, and they hear the word. This is the word of God. Take thy son and go and sacrifice him. He didn't say take cows, take bulls, take goats, chicken, hen, cockerel. No, take thy son, thy only son, whom thou lovest. Carry him. Say amen. And he went in obedience, took that boy, laid him on the wood, tied him up. I was surprised at the obedience and the humility of the boy. I was surprised, because if it were me, I would rebel. Because I can see my father carrying a knife. My father has gone insane. But he laid on the altar, and God was watching. Was watching how Abraham will be able to stretch his faith, because it will be in the mind of Abraham, okay, if I lose this one, God will give me another. But he was watching. Sometimes God is looking at you and he wants to see how far you will be able to stretch your faith in an insane situation. A move that doesn't make sense. A move you cannot discuss with a friend, your wife, your colleagues, your parents. There are some moves you don't have to discuss. Because if you discuss it, the things you will hear, you will not make that move. You will not make that step.
If you subject it to logic, you will be discouraged. Because there are intellectuals who will punch holes in the move you are about to make. Say amen. But brother, we walk by faith and not by sight. What we see with our naked eyes is temporal, but what we don't see is eternal. Say amen. So, this year, I don't know about you, but this is the year you must make a crazy move. Start. Move it. Go to the sister. The sister looks very sophisticated, but move towards her and tell her what you want to tell her. That I'm in love with you, I want to marry you. Tell her. You have been greeting the sister for the past 5 years. Please stop greeting her and go directly by faith and propose to her and give her a wedding date. How long will you be dreaming about the sister? Make an insane move. Say amen.
Amen.
I remember when I was going to marry my wife, you know, I was a police barracks boy. My father was a police officer. We live in a police barracks. Say amen.
Amen.
So I was very, very, very ordinary. And the woman I was going to marry, his father was a geologist from Cambridge. He was the first general manager of Akwetia Diamond Mines. When the whites left, he became the first manager of the whole diamond mines of Akwetia. So my wife was raised on green carpets, sausage and bacon. I was raised with Dwadiagua. Yeah. My wife went for swimming lessons. White. You see, the Akwetia Diamond Mines in those days, South African whites, Canadian whites, they were the ones managing the mines. They were all the, and my father-in-law from Cambridge and Princeton was the first black general manager when the whites were about to leave. So my wife was raised by cooks and chefs. And they created a school in the mines. And so my wife spoke the Queen's English. And they have swimming lessons. Afternoon hot tea. Take a nap. Me. Al koto afimata. Ajitai. Saito school. But when I saw her, I said, this is what I want. I made a crazy move. I went to her house. And when I entered the house, my father-in-law looked at me. He said, young man, what do you want in this house? So I came to visit one of your daughters, because there are three of them. I said, which one? I said, oh, Abba, J. Abba. He looked at me, he was wearing spectacles on his nose. He said, young man, what work do you do? I said, oh, I'm an evangelist. Ivan what? I said, jealous, son. It was a crazy move, because Monkeys play by sizes. But where I was going, you know, my father and my mother-in-law, they play golf. And their colleague golfers were managing directors, professors, CEOs of companies. So they intermarry, like your son marries my daughter in a certain class. So they were preparing the MD of one of the famous bands, his son, to marry Abba. So that was the arrangement. So now they were introducing my now wife to golf so that they can meet. And I, an evangelist with a wooden briefcase, I have appeared in the house. Brother, I was sacked, never to appear again. They swear, leave. It was an insane move. But today, to cut a long story short, she's my wife for 35 years. I was described as the best-in-law. Best-in-law. When I married my wife, I used her salary to look after the family. I was a young evangelist. I was being given 5 CDs a month as stipend. I also said, God has called me as an evangelist. Are you there?
Yeah.
It was an insane move. My friend said, are you mad? Are you thinking? Why can't you go and marry Mr. Ivo's daughter? These people, the class they belong, you don't belong there. It was like I didn't belong to that class. But I feel that that is my wife. And I made a blindfolded move. I sent 4 different groups of people. They were all sacked. And they sent me a message. It was a deadly message. The message was that, tell that young man that he will marry my daughter over my dead body. It means that case is closed. And I said, I will marry you, but not over the dead body of your father. And I went on the 40th day fast. For one woman. To make a crazy move? Are you ready to make an insane move? You will see the glory of God in that. Am I talking to somebody? When I sent, now the last batch of people I sent was this guy, he was the finance minister in Nkrumah's government. He's called Mr. Sanderson. He and his wife. Okay. I used to pray for them as a young guy. I used to pray to go to their house at airport.
Thank you.
Then I said, I want to marry Mr. Ivo's daughter, but Mr. Ivo has closed the door. I want you people to go and talk to him.
Thank you.
So this madam and his husband, they went and they said, we will guarantee the marriage.
My God.
And my father-in-law plays golf with that man. So he said, oh, send a message very much. Like, they waited, like, they sent me a message that they have allowed the marriage. And these are the conditions. Number one, I have to marry in the Catholic Church. Number two, I should allow them to bring their own drinks to the reception. They are not coming to drink my Fanta and Coca-Cola. Two and a half years of chasing, I decided that I will not give up. And today, she's the love of my life. I have built a house for her. I have given her. My wife has no need. My father-in-law, I gave him a Mercedes Benz as a gift. The evangelist gave him a Mercedes Benz.
Thank you.
That was what he was driving before he died.
Thank you.
It was an insane move. Today, I've got 4 children. One is a pilot, one is a lawyer, one is doing medicine. I mean, out of that move, I have seen many blessings. After this convention, I am challenging somebody. Go ahead and make that crazy move. Step out and start that project. Step out and start that house you want to build. Say amen. Abraham laid a child on the wood, and he drew his knife to slay his son. And a voice came out and said, "Hold that knife. Do no harm to that child. For now I know that thou lovest me." His faith was stretched to the point where he was about to slay his son. Then he said to him, "Look behind you. There is a ram whose horn is caught in a thicket. Take that ram and make that sacrifice." Say amen. And he said, "For this step of faith, for what we are about to do, because I told you to do it, in blessing, I will bless thee. In multiplying, I will multiply thee." Put the scripture there. You see, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemy. Because of that move, his generation was blessed. Today the Bible says, if we be of faith, we are connected to the Abrahamic blessing. We are blessed because of that one move. This year, make that one move. Tell somebody, look at me very well. Look at me. After this convention, I am stepping out. Please sit down. Say amen. And there are some moves you will not be celebrated. But lives are at stake. There are generations whose lives are tied to the move you are about to make. Say amen. When monies were paid into the treasuries, that all the Jews who are living in Shusha should be extinct. Everybody, every Jew should be eliminated from the face of this earth. Then Mordecai sent a message to Esther that, look, they are about to commit genocide. So go into the house of the king and make supplication for us. Then Esther sent a message to Mordecai. He said, "You don't know the rules of engagement in the palace here. You just don't walk into the presence of the king like that. You have to be invited. And there is only one punishment for somebody who enters the presence of the king uninvited, that is to be executed. And having been invited for the past 30 days. So Esther 4:11, it was talking about the rules that pertains to the place. And all the king's servants and the people of the king's province, do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king, unto the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is only one law of his to be put to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come into the king's these 30 days. Say amen. Then Mordecai said, look, if you don't step out and make that move, we will perish. All of us. Make
that crazy move. Go blindfolded. Go without thinking. Step out. Because the chances were 50-50. If the king doesn't hold the golden scepter, you are executed. He said, I need to increase my faith. So she said, go, fast 3 days. I'm also fasting with my body 3 days. And I will go before the king when I'm not invited. And if I perish, I perish. If I perish, I perish. It means I'm about to make a crazy move. And he said, do or die affair. This year, do something. Make a move. Start a business by faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Am I talking to somebody here? For we walk by faith. So the Bible says in Esther chapter 5, from verse 1, the Bible said, and after she had prayed or fasted after 3 days, she wore her royal apparel and she took a bold step. A step that was insane, because that would have been the last step of his life. But whenever you are moving in the name of the Lord, you will not fail. Even when you fail, the Lord is still there to help you. The Lord is not like your grandmother or your father. Look at the step. It's a deadly step. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal apparel in the royal house over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor. May favor accompany your move. May favor accompany the step. May God's favor encapsulate you as you make that move. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. The king turned and saw Esther. But she didn't see Esther. He saw the glory of God. May they see the glory of God when you make that move. Start that business. Start that job. Open that company. This is the year I have brought somebody a prophetic word. Start that shop. Make that move. That is why your bishop has declared a faith convention. Because now we have to step out in faith. We are stepping out. If I perish, I perish. And she had a golden scepter. Look at the scripture. She had a golden scepter. She handed over to her. The king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther? And what is thy request? It shall be given unto thee to the half of my kingdom. The insane move has brought her half of the kingdom. Wow. If she wanted it. Your move will change your generation. If Esther had operated in fear and reason, and plan and thought through and subjected her move to friends. What do you think I should do? What should I go? Is it okay? What is your mind? The Jews would have perished in Shusha. But her move saved lives. Your move will save lives. The move you made to give your life to Christ is what has saved your family. There are some of you, you are the only person who got born again in your family. And through your being born again, lives have been transformed. I was one of the first people who got born again in my family. I was one of the first people, Eddie, I was one of the first people who lifted my hands and gave my life to Christ. Today, my entire family have been born again. Today, my entire family, my father became but my mother, my brothers. That move saved lives. Tell the person beside you, this year, look at me. In the next 6 months, I will make some crazy moves. And the level that God will take me, you have to make an appointment with my secretary to go and see me, because the level that I am going to not be successful. Give the Lord a mighty hand, somebody. It was a move of faith. It was a move blindfolded. It was a move that could have ended her life. But God saw her faith and decided to honor her. God will honor your faith. When the Lord sees that you are not moving for yourself, your stepping out is not for yourself, you want to change. You see, some people have been in the same compound house, the same 10 by 10 room, the same buckets, the same fan, the same cooler, the same place for the past 20 something years, the same house. Make a move and leave that place. Change your environment. The same curtain, the same kuntu, the same blanket. I feel quite why now would there be in a distance? Who now would you say a hobo? Because your nose is getting used to the place. But you have dwelt in that room for too long. This year, make a move. Go to a 2-bedroom or a 3-bedroom house. Or the land you have bought in the bush. Start the building. Start it. Make a move. You have been owning that plot of land for the past 15 years. Grass cutters and rats have dwelt on your land. And you are still trapped in somebody's compound house for the past 20 years. His son, the landlord's son, is the one calling you for a meeting. Oh, tenants, I want to see you. Oh, tenants. You are tenant. This was a guy you knew when he was born. You have stayed in the same place. It's about time you take a step. Do you know that 3,000 blocks can build a 2-bedroom house? Buy a land, build a house. Make that move. Change your environment. Throw the curtain and the blanket and throw them away and buy another one. Throw away your toothbrush. Throw away the bucket. Not bucket, bucket. Throw it away. See? The sponge, the area. You haven't changed anything. You are the same. God is not a static God. Stagnation is not of God. This year, change your lifestyle. Change your environment. Throw your old dresses away. Wear something new. Approach the lady. Tell her, I will build you a house and buy you a car. When my wife was marrying me, when they told her that she should leave half of her things in the father's house, because we don't know what shall become of this young man, so that when it doesn't work, you come back home. Yeah, that's what they told my wife. And I told my wife, for marrying me when I was nothing, when I take over, you'll be shocked. So she will bring me her whole salary pack with the coins in it. And I will ask her, how am I doing it for transport? How am I doing it for chop money? And I will take from her salary and give it to her. From her salary. My wife honored me. She covered my shame when I was in, I live in the police barracks. I've been living in the police barracks before. Today, you can take your phone or your Google and Google the most expensive, nicest place, not in Accra, in Ghana. Any name that will pop up, that's where I also live now. Yeah. If you take your and you Google it and say, which part of Ghana is the most expensive in the most of the world? And then them that to pop up, I also live there. It means that God can take you from zero and carry you to your surplus. Somebody is rising from zero to hero to his surplus. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. But I'm telling you that your destiny is about to change. God is about to turn your morning into dancing. You are rising up by faith. I say by faith. So after this service, go to the sister. Tell the sister, you are next in line. You are next in line. Look at me carefully. My today may be small, but my tomorrow shall be greatly increased. Yeah. The evangelist with no church, roaming around in villages and preaching. 5 cities stipend. Today I have received 8 awards. Including Lifetime Achievement Award from the U.S. Yes. Lifetime Achievement. I was preaching in villages and things, looking after poor, sick cripples, and looking after people. Then one day I got up and told my wife, I'm about to make an insane move. He said, what is it again? Because every time some ideas are popping up in my head. I said, I want to build a city for disabled people. They are lying on cardboard, in holes, in places. I want to change their sleeping places. I want to alleviate the sufferings of these people. So I want to build a village, a smart village. I went and announced it. It was an insane move. It was a crazy move. It is a multi-million dollar project. I don't have a million. I just took a step of it based on conviction. Since I made that move, even my government has entered into it. They said, what you are about to build, replicate it in the 16 regions of this country. Every region must have a CM ability village, not only in Accra. It was an insane move, but God has honored it. God will honor your faith. He will not honor your stagnation. He will honor what you make a move. God will not honor you when you are standing. He honors faith. And the faith can be a crazy faith. And you don't have to look at your pocket or bank account to decide what you want to do. You must base your move on the word of God. Amen. When I was a stranger, he took me in. Because all those scriptures, I fulfilled them all. When I was thirsty, you gave me to. When I was hungry, when I was in prison, when I was whatever, all of them. Except when I was a stranger. He took me. I said, based on that, I'm going to collect strangers who are lying under bridges, places, that kiosks. I'm going to remove all of them and bring them into a decent community, a decent home. Yeah. And I'm on it. I have received numerous calls from international organizations. How much is the cost of your project? How much? We want to come and see you. I had somebody coming from Uganda. We want the blueprint of your project. We want to replicate what you are going to do in Ghana, in Uganda. Somebody came from Kenya. We also want to build the Ability Village in Kenya. I'm on it. I am moving. It was an insane move.
It was finished.
and it will finish. One day I'll come to this house and tell you that the Seer Ability Village has now been fully completed. It's a smart city. Disabled people in agriculture, disabled people in technology. Now we are bringing prosthesis into this country where if you lose an arm, they can fix another arm, and when you stretch both arms, they can't tell which one is prosthetic and which one is the real one because of the way technology has advanced. Am I talking to somebody here? It was an insane move. It was crazy. Blindfolded. Risk. Say amen. I've sat in many meetings, Zoom meetings with partners of billionaires. There's an 80-year-old billionaire in some country. They said, well, we want to hear you talk. Just tell us what you are doing. I hear you are building something village. Tell us. When I started, it was a machine. I was just rattling. I'm on it. One day I'll come here and tell you that it is built. 2,000 acres, 6.5 miles long, 9,000 homes, 69,000 families. It shall be done. It's a crazy move. A time is coming. I say a time is coming in this country. You will not find a homeless, disabled person sleeping under a bridge anymore because of this move. I've had Chinese companies come to me. We are bringing you a certain technology that we can build 20 houses in 2 weeks. They have come into town, they have put the model somewhere, they say I should come and look at the model. People have come, we want to build solar panels across the houses. Everybody's trying to tell me what he can do. Some Indians came to me last 2 weeks and they are saying that they want to bring 5,000 industrial machines to the village so that the disabled people now can sew bed sheets and other things and sell to bring commercialization into the village. That move is bringing people. It was an insane move. 500 million plus dollars to finish it. And I'm cool. I sleep. My wife says, how do you sleep and snore in the midst of it? I said, it is a move I made. And God is greater than my move. Am I talking to somebody or not? This year, 2024, make a move. Start. Revive your faith. If it is based on God's word, the Bible says in Jeremiah, for I will watch over my word to perform it. Tell my faith. Say amen. It was an insane move. And I've had strange people. I'll be there. There's some people have been looking for you. 5-6 people. Reverend, we have gone on your website. We've been hearing you. You want to build some village for disabled people. I say, yeah. Well. We are a team of surgeons. And we want you to build the hospital. And we will equip the whole hospital for free. We bring equipment and equip the whole place. Just the one move, I've had international organizations. It was just one move. And guess what? I didn't call the elders of my church or my pastors to discuss it. Because I knew if I discuss it, that would be the end. And where are we going to get the money from? And how are we going to do it? And how much offering do we need to do that? No. Started it. I went to the place, the site. It is a very long stretch of flat land. Six 15,000 acres lying down. And I told the people, I'm coming to buy 2,000 out of your 16,000. And I'm paying for it. I'm on it. God will never disgrace you if you move by faith and not by sight. God will never disgrace you if you make that move. But rather if you stagnate, standing at the same place, the Bible says, He's the rewarder. Say amen. Tell somebody, stop standing. Stop sitting. Make a move. Please sit down. Matthew 14:22. This is Jesus gone to the mountain to pray, and he came to the disciples walking on water. And the disciples were looking, and they saw a human being suspended on water. They have never had any history of anybody walking on water before. And as he was approaching, some said he's a spirit, some say it's not a spirit, some say it's a human being. Everybody was looking because they have never seen or witnessed any human being walking on water. And this man was moving. Then he came closer. Then Peter said, no, it's not a spirit. I think this is Jesus. This is one of the things he's doing again. And Jesus was moving. And Peter said, no, it's Jesus. I know him very well. Then the other said, no, maybe it's his spirit. He said, no, it's not his spirit. And then Peter said, Jesus, is he you? He said, yes, it's me. And as he was talking, he was moving on the water, suspended on water. Peter said, if it is you, then bid me also to come to thee. And Jesus gave a prophetic word to Peter, come. And he was ready to step on the water. You can imagine his colleagues. Peter, what do you think you are about to do? This man is divinity. He came from heaven. You, we know where your mother cells came. Sit down here, let me see something. Because I want to follow what he said. But follow me on others. They said, Peter, don't try. This man is not normal. You just went to toilet before we came to the city. You are a normal human being. But he said, look, I don't care what you guys are saying. I heard the word, and the word says, come. So I am going blindfolded. I'm going crazy. I am taking a step. He stood and he jumped and landed on the water. Based on what he had, you will always succeed if you hear right. Say amen.
Amen.
So Peter started to, see, first he landed, wasn't too sure. Then Jesus said, you have just landed. Come. And he started walking. Whether we like it or not, Peter was the second person in the entire world who walked on water after Jesus. Before the Chinese people came walking on water, walking on leaves, walking on bamboo, giving us cinematography and all that. All those things that they have ropes tied on their nose and all that. Peter walked on real water. And then at the point, he looked on the boisterous wind and started sinking. Anytime you make an insane move, something will challenge your faith. But remember what you heard. Remember what was based on your move. And fix your eyes on that word. Say amen.
Amen.
Jesus is closer to you than your breath. Say amen.
Amen.
I said Jesus is closer to you than your own breath.
Thank you.
And he will never allow you to fail if you base your move on his word. You know, people make moves out of competition, selfishness, to prove a point. I want to, he has built how many houses? 4 bedroom houses. I want to show him that I can also build 7 bedroom houses. It's competition, it's foolishness. We are not in this race to compete against each other. God has given everybody a certain measure of faith and a certain measure of grace. So let your move be based on personal conviction in the Word of God. You must take inspiration of your move based on the Word. For I will watch upon that Word to perform it. The heavens and the earth shall pass away, but not one jot of my Word shall fail, shall fall. Am I talking to somebody here? Faith is what you are saying. Faith is what you do. Faith is based on your actions. When you don't act, it is not faith. You can have a lot of faith in your heart, but when you don't move, it's not faith. It is only faith when you accompany your faith with movement, with action. That is why when you want to move, you are not moving because the atmosphere. It's not like what Eddie said here. It doesn't matter which government is in power. You are not going to prosper based on what government is in power. It doesn't matter which government comes and goes. Your prosperity is bad. That is why the word can never fail. The word can never change. There is no margin of error in God's word. The next government may come, or the existing government will continue. Those are not the indicators of your success. No. Whether Mahama comes or Bahamia continues, whether they break the 8 or break 16, it's not based on God's will. Yours, you are taking your move based on the word, which can never fail. Everybody else can fail. Psalm 118 verse 8 and 9. It said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. My prosperity is settled. My breakthrough is settled. Oh, my joy is settled. My good marriage is settled. You will drive a car here. You will drive. You will live in your own house. God will elevate you. You also travel to London, Paris, US, here and there. People are going and coming. It will also be your turn. You also move. Thank you. Thank you. Say amen. Amen. People used to tell me that, oh, Reverend, see, God bless you. You see, while they were telling me, I was just doing what I was doing. I was just doing what I was doing, preaching, moving to rural areas, moving to interlands to preach, lay hands on the sick. I've gone to places that there are no access roads. Years ago, I was probably one of the few people who were moving. I had friends in the city, but I was moving. Moving the villages. And one day I was at the central capital and I was preaching. Then a friend of mine, he wasn't my friend, a certain gentleman who had come from London was seated at the Baptist church at Circle. The Lord said to him, get out from where you are and go to central cafeteria, Accra. Go to central cafeteria. And he was sitting there. The Lord said, get out from where you are and go to central cafeteria. He was just sitting there. The voice came, get out from where you are and go to central cafeteria. So he didn't know where the central cafeteria was. So he started asking, and then he started asking, and then he came. When he came to the central cafeteria, I was preaching with all my legs and everything. When I finished preaching, then he came to me and said, you, I want you in London. I said, me, I don't have a passport. He said, get one. I said, get one. Within 3 months, for the first time in 1990, I don't know, I was in the UK. That move. Now my passport is 10. It's like a mini Bible. From police barracks to nations, to people, to places. I said, God is about to take you from where you are. And God is about to shockhead you. Give the Lord a mind. From the police barracks to the nations. To the nations. So you were you were a candidate for explosion. You will shocked your family. As you are coming to church, and that be an hour, and I will so quasi, and I will pray in Toto, and I will do it before Frank Corebu, and I will hurry. It is a move you have made, and people are persecuting you for the move. But I guarantee you, 2024, God is about to surpass your enemies. Surprises are waiting for your enemies. Let your faith be seen. Some people are hiding their faith. A faith that is hidden is not faith. The faith must be seen in action. Start it, move it, work it. They lowered a paralytic man, and as they were lowering him, the Bible said, and when Jesus saw their faith, so faith must be seen. As the man was at Lystra, was sitting, Paul was preaching and saw that the man had faith. What did he see? The action, the attitude, the activity of the man, the way the man was. This man has faith to be. Rise up on your feet and walk. So faith must be seen. That if I'm preaching or your pastor is preaching and you are sitting down, table, meal, zim, no expression, no praise the Lord, no nothing. You are hiding your faith. Express your faith. Begin to move towards it. Put your faith into action. Faith without action is dead. Faith, it is not based on corresponding action. It is not faith. It is only faith when you open the shop, open the laundry, open the market, do that which is already in your heart. That is where it is faith. It doesn't matter how many times you have failed. The woman with the issue, 12 years, many pastors, prophets have deceived her. She's lost her. But when she heard of Jesus, she didn't make reference to her past failures to say, this is one of them who's going to also deceive you. She made a move. That single move was what healed her after 12 years. Your single move, the last move, and this year is your single last move to see the heavens open for you. Say amen. I don't know about you, but I'm about to put my faith into action one more time. 2024, start something new. Do it.
Thank you.
Even if, listen to this, even if your wife disagrees with you, do it. Because women are very careful. Honey, have you thought about this? Honey, I had a dream. Honey, if you follow that thing, you won't do anything. She's comfortable with a 2-bedroom house. You want to go and build a 7-bedroom. Now, what is 7-bedroom? What do you call him? 7-bedroom. Now, I say, I am okay. She's okay. But brother, you know your capacity.
Yes.
You know your capacity. A 2-bedroom is not what you are. You have to have 4 children, and you need a bigger space plus guest house.
My God.
Don't listen to emotional talks. And somebody who is content. Say amen. Am I talking to somebody here? Don't subject it to discussions.
Thank you.
If they are discussed in heaven, why should Jesus come on earth? Jesus wouldn't have come. The discussion between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three agreed that you go down and go and die. They didn't involve the angels. If they had involved the angels would have said, no, we are happy with him here. Say amen.
Amen.
Are you there or you are not there?
Yes.
Go ahead and do it. And if you perish, you perish. Die trying. I said, die trying. Let it be said of you that is a man of faith. That is one beautiful thing I love about your presiding bishop. The guy makes crazy moves. So when he's telling me about some movies he's about to make, I say, I'm with you. Steve, I want to build this. I say, I'm with you. Yeah. And sometimes the moves he's about to make very insane. I said, I'm with you on it. The last one he told me, he said, I'm going to build a prison house for prisoners. I said, I'm with you on it. The day he came to the groundbreaking, he said, I'm also going to build a prison. I said, I'm with you on it. I'll come and help you to build a prison. It's a crazy move. Yeah, it's an insane move. But God is in it. Today I want to pray for people who are about to make insane moves. I want to pray for people who are about to do crazy moves. I'm going to pray for people who say, my faith is small, my faith is weak. I want to do great things, but my faith is too small. And the power of God will fall upon you. And when you rise up, you are ready to make that move. When you rise up, you are ready to take that step. You will take that step blindfolded. And if I perish, I perish. I must die trying. Don't try. You are there. You are happy with your chamber and hall. You are in the same office. I have been here for the past, I think it's about 31 years. Yeah. And you are proud of it. You are speaking about it proudly. You should be ashamed of yourself that you are being some Tokomo office baby, who dancing Tokomo baby, and you have believed God for 31 years. Please, move it. I said, move it. And move it, start something, build something, move. By the time the man comes to meet you today, you're already in activities. Am I talking to somebody here? Your hands are lifted. Say, Father, tonight, increase my faith. From tonight, give me that boldness to make that move. It will be an insane move, but you'll be in it. You'll be in it with me. And when I fall, you will raise me up. As I pray, clapping my hands. As I pray, coming to the altar. As I pray, lifting my hands. Father, help me. Shall I begin to pray right now?
In the name of Jesus.
Come on.
I have moved it. I worship you. You are here. I worship you. I worship you. You are here. You are here.
Please be seated. I'm about to hand over the microphone.
But I want you to do something very important. Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise and make the move. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread upon, it shall be your inheritance. So you are about to make a prophetic move. Say amen.
Amen.
And you are making the move with the seed. Say amen.
Amen.
You are seeding your move.
Amen.
Joshua, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. Wherever the sole of your foot shall tread upon is your inheritance. Say amen. We are in 2024. So, you are going to sow anything connected to the date, the year. Say amen. So, anything that is connected to 24, because this is the year you are making the move, not next year. This year, 2024, the time is now. In the next 48 hours, do some movement. Say amen.
Amen.
2024, it's going to be your year. It's going to be your
year.
So 2024 cities, you can sow that seed. Even 20,024 cities is also part. Right. 224. 124. Anything with 24 in it, you can bring that. Bring it tomorrow at this altar. Say amen. Yeah, bring it tomorrow and kneel at the, because tomorrow I'm going to anoint everybody. It's an anointing. It's an anointing and impartation service. And guess what? This is very careful. Anything that has yoked you, for which you can't move, tomorrow that yoke will break. Anything that has yoked you, tomorrow is the deliverance and breaking of yokes. Because you want to move, but something has yoked you. And tomorrow is, let me go. Let me go. So bring your mother, father, anybody from your family. Anything that has yoked the family, for which you can't move, that yoke will be destroyed. That yoke will not be broken. Because anything that is broken can be mended. It's not going to be broken. It's going to be destroyed. So that you can have the liberty to move. Today you have received impartation for the resurrection of your faith. Now you want to move, but something has yoked you. That yoke too will be destroyed. So don't miss tomorrow's service. Tomorrow's service starts at 4 p.m. I hear. 4:30 p.m. And by 6:30, I'm preaching. Yeah. Tomorrow by 6, I am here. When they give the mic to me, it will not be easy. Much massive deliverance tomorrow. Any demonic spirit, whether a human being that will follow you here tomorrow, you hear of their death in their villages. Tomorrow we are cursing them that have cursed you. Tomorrow we are nakedly going to curse anybody who has cursed you. You're not hungry. Because this year I am not standing where I am standing. This year, I am moving. I am moving to my prophetic destiny. I am changing my hope, I am changing things. This must smell good around me. I'm driving my car, finishing my house, getting married, getting engaged, doing my new business, traveling Accra, London, Accra, and nobody is going to stop me from movement. anybody that will stop you is in trouble with us. Anything that has held your neck up to this time, they will see action tomorrow. Action. Because I will put oil on your neck and destroy that yoke. And if your neck is being held by a human being, that hand shall be quarter. That hand shall be withered. Anything that has held you, if it's a human being, I walk out with clear shame. After I lay hands on your neck, Nisabek Jini. The spirit of addictment, no, So which of the seed do you want to sow? 20,024, 2024, 1,024, 524, 224, 5 times. She said, "My phone can hold, and I found me any real form. Copper coins are form. It's a prophetic seed. 2024. Why are they doing
that? Oh my life, you have been faithful." Of the goodness of God, I love your voice, I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, in darkest night, in darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father.
Even for 24 persons, don't leave this house without an envelope.
Lord, I've come to worship.
Don't leave this house without an envelope.
Can you see how far you brought?
You are also part. Don't leave this house.
Oh, I'm for you. Oh, I'm God.
Speaking from somewhere.
What would I live for if I don't have you?
If you take the Holy Ghost,
what would I become of me if I didn't see your light? What would I be said of me? Now I've come to realize, that you're all that matters. You're all that matters. See, I'll put you in front. I'll put you in front. Front of my melody. You're all that matters. You're all that matters. I'll make room for two.
We have received all the envelope because we are going to prophesy on it. Say amen. So as soon as you come to the altar, kneel down, lay your seed, and declare for yourself that this year I want to start my farms, I want to do this, I want to get married, I want to start my carpentry, my masonry, my hairdressing salon, the things you want to do. I want to get married this year. Speak it and leave the seed at the altar tomorrow. And whatever you said with your tongue, 1024, 2024, whatever you said, that's what you should bring. Don't go home and go and change your mind. Say amen. And then I'll come and pray. And if I be a man of God and I preach a message based on it, you will see the manifestation. I will invite Bishop to come and make the altar call and close us. Let's welcome our bishop.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Egon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.